Welcome to the Generations Radio Broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director for Christian Home Educators of Colorado, but I'm also a pastor and a father, and we've been broadcasting this radio program for 5 years. On the eastern plains of Colorado, where I live and Dave lives, right down the dirt road from where I live, and we broadcast from my basement in my woods out here on our property on eastern Colorado, and we've been doing this, as I said, for 5 years. Dave, we're up to our fifth-year anniversary, and hoo-ha. Well, you got your party hat on there, Dave?
It doesn't seem like 5 years. Does it seem like 5 years to you?
Well, not really, no. And we've been doing it from the beginning, both you and I. That's worth talking about.
Yeah, I remember the very first show was a weekend show, of course, and it was an hour long, and we were squeezed on the radio airwaves between some guy selling some miracle pill and some guy selling real estate.
Yeah.
So I think the neighborhood is moved.
Yeah, it's a better neighborhood. We're broadcasting from 50,000 watt KLT, and it's a morning drive time slot, and we enjoy that slot. We appreciate the good folks at KLT for accommodating us for the last, what, 3-4 years. And it's been a good radio broadcast. Now, the reason we started this broadcast is because we wanted to bring some concepts back into the modern world, truth and relationships. More specifically, we really wanted to talk to home discipleship, fatherhood. We wanted to bring fathers back in a day where 37% of children are born without fathers, up from 6% in 1960. We actually think it's important for fathers to crack the Word of God and do family worship every day with their children. And that's a critical aspect of this radio program. We want to bring freedoms back. We actually think it's important to have freedom from big government. And we've seen an increase in the size of government, socialism. We've seen an abrogation of our freedoms over the last several generations. And we're concerned about this. We actually want to live in a free country. We want our children living in a free country. And we believe this is only going to happen, though, if we start rebuilding family discipleship. We start building stronger families and a stronger faith into those families. We actually think freedom will eventually be a derivative of that.
If you remember, back before we ever went on the air, we were having long discussions that went on for several months about what we were going to name this project, this radio program.
We had about 100 concepts for the name of the program. We worked on it for a good year or so. And eventually came up with Generations because, Dave, we wanted that concept of vision. We wanted people to know that we are in this for the long haul. We actually are fathers. We're not existentialists that are just living for ourselves. No, we're planning an inheritance for our children. We're planning to pass on a faith, not just to our children, but to our children's children and then to our great-grandchildren. And Dave, you know, we've done the numbers. I think it was Vodi Bakum who came out and said evangelicalism right now has a birth rate of 1.7, and they're falling away from the faith. Their children are falling away from the faith at a rate of 80%. And he said, if that follows, then the 40 million evangelicals today will wind up with some 350,000 by the year 2100. Then I figured if I have 5 godly children and I raise them in the faith and I have a passion for family discipleship and reading the Word of God and discipling my children in the Word of God as we sit in our house, and we do that for generation after generation. My 5 kids have 5 kids and they disciple their 5 kids and so on and so forth. By the year 2100, I've got 350,000 believers in Christ, and I single-handedly, by the grace of God, have more converts than all of evangelicalism today.
I think one of the things that we were aiming to do is to change the myopia that affects modern evangelicals. That is, they're like driving down the highway, but they're only looking at that stretch of road where they're at. And you all know when you drive and you drive safely, if you're going somewhere, your eyes need to be on the horizon. They need to be looking ahead. We need to be looking ahead 10, 20, 50 years, which is why we're all about the next generation and the one after that.
And Dave, we concluded that most of evangelicalism has no vision. Why? Because their birth rate is 1.7 and they're not passing their faith on to the next generation. It's just not happening. So that means they have no vision. They have no passion for the kingdom of God, and they're not going to make an impact on the future. See, the power of vision, the power of generational vision, we believe will accomplish something very, very, very significant for future generations for this country. And it's going to happen if that vision is passed along on the airwaves through speeches, through books, through products, through the kind of ministry we put together with Generations with Vision. And Dave, you know, I think somebody in Canada, we've got a lot of folks in Canada listening to this program. They say this program is focus on the family on steroids.
Wow, I hope steroids aren't illegal.
Yeah, I think there are in Canada.
Well, I don't know if we're focused on the family on steroids. I think what we have is a focus on the kingdom, and we understand a very important, a hugely significant part of that is your own family. That's the first mission field that a man is called to. The first mission field is that he minister to his wife and to his children. I need to give my children a vision for what they're going to be when they're adults and what kind of parents they're going to be raising their children. See, I'm always working at least two generations when I'm working with my children. That's how the kingdom needs to grow first and foremost is through those little sheep that God has given me.
And Dave, that's a special, I think, focus on this program is we want vision. We want fatherhood. We want to bring family discipleship back. And we want people to get their children out of an education that will not teach their children that the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God. We want to bring them back into a Christian family discipleship model of education. And I think that's what makes us unique as a radio broadcast in this country. Now, we're not negating the importance of the civil magistrate. We're not negating the importance of a biblical worldview. We want to bring both truth and relationships back to a lost and lonely world. And therefore, our program is going to talk about relationships, deep relationships, important relationships, the importance of fatherhood. We're going to talk about worldview. We're going to talk about evolution and creation and the issues of politics and socialism and existentialism. We want to make sure our listeners know the kind of world that they're growing up in. And we want to make sure that they are training their children in a proper biblical worldview and will prepare a future generation to hopefully bring these concepts back.
Kevin, as we raise our children for the kingdom, we understand that they live in three jurisdictions, just as I live in three jurisdictions. I live in a family jurisdiction, and that's what I have most control over is my own family. What's happening in my car as it goes down the highway, that's what I can control the best. And so that's my first area of responsibility. That second area is, of course, the church. We live in a church jurisdiction. I am in submission to elders and pastors, and I have other people in the congregation that I'm commanded to love, which I love to love, by the way. And then I'm also a member, a citizen of a nation. So we exist in all three of these jurisdictions, and I need to raise a child who is a member of my family, who is a member of a church, and who is a citizen of the greater state. So we're going to focus on all three of those, because those are the jurisdictions that my children must live in.
And we're trying to bring the relevance of family and church back, because, folks, you live in a socialist era where people are plugging themselves into the state. We grow up under socialist education. We vote for socialists, and we become increasingly socialist and plugged into government and related to government over the last 100 years or so, and the family has become more and more irrelevant because the government is so cotton-picking relevant in people's lives. We want the government de-relevantized, and we want the family and the church re-relevantized in our lives, and I think this is a biblical social theory that we're trying to reintroduce to the modern world. Dave, on the one hand, I think we're brutally realistic, but on the other hand, we are outrageously optimistic, and those two themes run side by side in this radio program. Yes, we are brutally realistic. We draw the picture all the time. We tell you that 37% of kids are born without fathers. Half of marriages end in divorce. We tell you that you are tyrannized to the core. You have a much larger government than the world has ever seen before. Funded by 50% of the gross national income in America, you are tyrannized, folks. You are really tyrannized. We tell you the truth on this radio program that we are losing our freedoms. We are losing family. And we are losing the faith. We have a national apostasy. 80% of American Christian children are walking away from the faith in the first couple of years of college. And there are far, far, far fewer people who call themselves Christians today than they did in the 1970s. We are telling you that we are in a major apostasy. The family is falling apart big time, and we are losing our freedoms wholesale right now. So we'll be brutally realistic with you on this radio program, but we're also outrageously optimistic. Why? Because the hearts of fathers are turning to the sons and sons to the fathers. And as we're seeing the revival of fatherhood in our listenership across this country, the revival of fatherhood will revive the country. We believe that. We're going to talk more about our optimism in just a moment on this radio show. Stay with me. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is for generations.
Folks, with this radio program, we're bringing relationships and truth back to a lost and lonely world. That's why we advocate homeschooling, mentorship, family-based economics, and a biblical worldview, all as part of our homeschool ministry based in Colorado. For homeschooling seminars, curriculum, and encouragement, visit our website at chec.org. That's check.org on the web. For apprenticeship, mentorship, and entrepreneurship training for your children and your family, you need to hook up with our AME program at ameprogram.com. That's ameprogram.com. You know, the Generations Radio Program is a ministry of generations with vision, where we work hard to cast a vision for the next generation through each and every radio broadcast. Tune in online at generationsradio.org for the daily show, the blog, and the online store. That's generationsradio.org. It's the fifth anniversary of the Generations Radio broadcast, and we're celebrating. Party hats on, party favors. And, folks, you know, this program has grown significantly. Man alive, we've got 200,000 downloads a year. 80 countries, all 50 states around America downloading the radio program. We broadcast from 50,000 watt KLT. And we've got 60 sponsors for this radio program. And that's really helping us to pay the bills. And we've got 9 people on staff. Damn, I couldn't believe that. Started out with just you and me in studio 5 years ago. And now we got 9 guys working this. My dad. So we got a generational vision happening within the Generations broadcast team. My dad is the chief researcher, Ralph Swanson. He lives several states away in Oregon, and he does almost all the research for this radio program. I mean, he sends me 6 or 7 emails a day with important news breaking items. I draw these things into my program all the time. Couldn't do it without my father. Couldn't do it without my son. Daniel Swanson, one of the chief editors for our radio program. Daniel does a great job, and you know, I could not do this radio program without him, Dave. I mean, you're busy. You couldn't. At first, you start out editing these things, but you cannot edit all these programs. And we couldn't hire somebody for 15, 20 grand a year because we didn't have it. And so I turned to my son when he was 14 years old. I said, son, would you step in and do this for us? And he's been doing it for 3 years. And it has been a huge blessing for the radio program. So my son Daniel's very important part. This is a generational vision happening right now.
But that wasn't how you asked him. You asked him pretty much, hey, son, would you like to have dinner?
Yeah, that was it. I think that's the way it went. Yeah, I think so. Now, we've got 9 guys. We've got Ralph Swanson, my father, Daniel Swanson, my son. We've got Jack Chapa, Chad Roach, my assistant, Ben Story, Ray Suzuki, and Scott Davidson. Now, 5 of these guys, I didn't realize this. We just wrote these names down. These are all the guys tied into this. 5 of these guys are young men. They're sons. They're the next generation. This is the vision for the program. We chose young men. These guys are 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years of age, and they are the guys behind the technical aspects of this radio program.
And I think that just reflects that we have a commitment to the mentorship, to seeing the next generation grow, stand on their father's shoulders, and advance the kingdom. This isn't about Kevin Swanson becoming the most famous man in America. This is about Kevin Swanson doing his part to help raise a generation of maybe 10 to really leverage the gifts you've been given in order that the kingdom of God may duplicate and repeat and advance all throughout the land, the world. I mean, because let's face it, we believe every square inch of this planet belongs to Christ.
And Dave, you know what? We've had some big-time giant Christian leaders across America. But unless we develop a generational leverage, as you mentioned, unless our sons stand on our shoulders, we will not see massive kingdom growth for the kingdom of Christ. We got to have our sons standing on our shoulders, in which case they go further than we did. They take that input, they take that capital that we give them, and they increase it in the next generation. I fully expect our sons to stand on our shoulders and do way more than we ever dreamed of doing. You know, Chad has gone way further than I ever did when I was in my 20s. He's, what, 21 years old right now? His birthday's coming up in a week or so. Got to get something for you, Chad. But Chad is a huge impetus behind this ministry. Our ministry would not be anywhere near the size that it is. I would not be traveling to all the states and countries that I travel to if it were not for Chad Roach. We would not have the website we have. We would not be publishing the books that we publish. We would not be doing 80% of what we're doing with this ministry if it were not for Chad Roach, who is, you know, he's been with us for 3-4 years now. And just a young man, but taking it way beyond anything I ever accomplished when I was 21 years of age. So I expect great things from Chad Roach, and he's getting an early start. He's got tremendous vision, more vision than I ever had at that age. And, Dave, I think we're giving these guys a head start. I mean, that's really what's happening. By bringing these young men and mentoring them through this ministry, man, I think we're giving these guys a head start. And I think the gates of hell are not going to prevail against this. Satan and his minions are quaking because these men are going to rise up and do some significant things for the cause of Christ.
I think what's noteworthy is we have denied this secular concept of teenage rebellion. We say there ought not be any kind of teenage rebellion. You don't go out and sow your oats. You don't go and become the prodigal son. That's not normative. What's normative is that children grow in the faith, and they, as they enter their teen years, become men of God. This is what we have a vision for, is more men of God. By the way, we have the same kind of vision for ladies.
Talking about the agenda of the radio program called Generations, my friends. And, you know, Dave, you brought up the idea that we are really bringing a biblical social structure back in the form of family, church, and state. God ordained those institutions. Now, we want to bring God's law to bear in the area of family, church, and state. We don't want the jurisdictional free-for-all where you have these violations of jurisdictions happening all the time. The state's trying to do what the family's responsible to do. The church is trying to do what the family's responsible to do. Sometimes the family's doing what the church is supposed to do. And so we have this huge jurisdictional free-for-all where the family is largely irrelevant. Of course, the church is irrelevant, has been for about 150 years. And the state is hugely relevant in people's lives. I mean, now I'd say it's 60 to 70% of people's lives today, especially after the $800 billion bailout that we've just gone through. Dave, I think we've got to bring back, re-relevantize the family and the church, both. Now, we spend a great deal of our time on the family. Sometimes we talk about politics. I'm afraid sometimes we talk about it a little too much. Now, I know there are radio programs out there that talk about politics all the time because they believe that politics is the savior. I don't care if they're conservative, Republican, libertarian, Democrat, whatever. If they talk about politics all the time, in truth, they really believe that if you adjust politics, if you take the buttons of politics and adjust them in the right positions, you will create a wonderful world for everybody. That's not our worldview. We're not statists. We don't believe in the state. We don't believe you save the world by politics. Now, we're going to mention, we're going to talk about it from time to time because God's law does apply to politics. And God's law actually says that politics should be less than 10% of our lives. Now, unfortunately, today it's 60 to 70% of our lives. So we're not going to pretend like somehow politics is supposed to be a larger part of our lives than God intends for it to be. Therefore, we're going to spend a lot of our time trying to rebuild family structures and church structures rather than sitting around all the time worrying about the state, talking about the state, and trying to bring a conservative agenda to bear in the state or in the government. And Dave, that pretty much follows my own testimony in my life, because you know I ran for governor in the state of Colorado in 1994. I kind of shut my kids out of my life. I was busy running for governor of Colorado. I was writing books like The Second Mayflower in 1993. I was running for U.S. Senate in 1998. I wanted to save America. I wanted to save freedom in America by salvaging the state and by getting elected and getting good guys elected. I thought that was the major agenda item for recovering a biblical social structure in life. But, man, God convicted my heart in 1998 that we were not going to save the state. America was going to continue to go downhill. We were going to continue to bring in horrible forms of immorality, euthanasia, infanticide. All these things are going to come. Socialism's going to come. Socialist medicine's going to come. We're going to be a full-fledged socialist state within 15, 20 years. It's going to happen. Why? Because we are so focused on the state, we're not rebuilding families and churches. We've got to bring a biblical concept of family and church back into the modern age. And therefore, Dave, I'm going to put 90% of my efforts behind rebuilding family relationships and church relationships. I'm going to rebuild the diaconate. We're going to be taking care of orphans and widows with our own money, not with the state's money. And we're going to abandon the statist socialist concept. We're going to abandon Social Security. We're going to abandon all these statist programs. And we're going to rebuild privatized systems within our own churches and within our own families. And we're going to rebuild these relationships down here in the foundations of society. And I think over 40 to 50, 60 years of bringing this worldview to bear, I think eventually we're going to see the state reformed, but not until we reform our families and our churches.
We should apply our efforts, the majority of our efforts, in those areas where we can have the most control and the most effect. Those areas are, of course, first, your own piety. If you don't have that, the rest is a sham. Secondly, you can affect your family. That's where you have the most effect. And then your church. See, the smaller the jurisdiction, the more your efforts can bear fruit. Very little can be done by an individual concerning the state. I mean, you're just one voter out of how many? Yeah, you can walk the neighborhood. You can put up lawn signs. You can become a member of the party and go to all the caucus meetings. And for some who are called to that, that's their calling. That's great. But for the most people, what they need to focus on is the smaller jurisdiction of their heart, their family, and their church.
That's right. And rebuild those family relationships. That's why we talk about the father-son relationship, the father-daughter relationship, the husband-wife relationship, as much as we do on this radio program. We really want people to renew their love for their children. And we think it starts, for the most part, by bringing those children home, living with them, loving them, discipling them as you sit in your house, as you walk by the way, as you drive in your car, as you study geography, as you study history, as you do all of life. We believe home discipleship, my friends, is the number one best way in which we're going to see a renewal of relationships, a renewal of discipleship, and hopefully a renewal of a biblical social structure in life, which means the state will be torn down to a great extent. We'll have a much, much smaller state, much smaller government in generations to come. Dave, we should also say that we want to rebuild the church as well. And the church is in shambles today. Church relationships hardly exist. We hardly know how to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. We don't even want to invite them over for dinner. We don't even want to resolve a conflict with them, let alone love them. So love is hardly something that happens because relationships in the church are so tenuous. They're so transient. And they usually fall apart in conflicts if you happen to be part of a small church. So love of the brethren is hardly recognizable in the church itself. The preaching of the Word of God, the bringing of truth and relationships to bear in the church hardly exists. Relationships are tenuous and the truth is hardly preached. And as I see it, Dave, I think the Word of God needs to be preached in truth, in its ethical import, in its applicatory force in the lives of people, and really, ultimately, God's word isn't brought to bear in society today. Families are falling apart. The state is becoming tyrannical and immoral because there are not churches, there are not pastors preaching the law of God from the pulpits. And, of course, the grace of God in Christ, as we love Him and embrace His atonement, then we, of course, will keep His commandments. And that message is hardly preached today. So what we're saying, my friends, is let's bring truth and relationships back. Let's bring a healthy diaconate back and start caring for our widows and orphans to the tunes of tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars in each of the local churches in our communities. Let's bring education back into the home. Let's put fathers in charge of those educational programs. And let's bring home discipleship back into the lives of families everywhere. And we will be renewing families and churches to the glory of God and to the reestablishment of strong families, a strong faith, and freedom for years to come. My friends, that is the vision for the Generations Radio program. And we would encourage you to get your friends and family members to tune in to this radio program. Get others involved in listening to this radio broadcast. And if you'd like to sponsor the program, just go to our website and click on Sponsor This Program. If you have an extra $10 or $20 you'd like to give to keep this program on the air, just $10 a month, $20 a month will keep us on the air. We encourage you to sponsor the program at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we cast a vision for the next generation.